Well, the system of worship of the sacred fire, with these scented flowers own, we bow to the place of union with the divine fire. That's in the center. With these scented flowers, we bow to the consciousness of the divine fire. With these scented flowers, we bow to the deified image of the divine fire. We contemplate the form of the yantra, which depicts the radiance of the gods. Without using the yantra in the worship of consciousness, the gods are not as pleased. The yantra conveys the objective meaning of the mantra, while the deity is the form of the mantra. By worshiping the deity by means of the yantra, the deity is completely satisfied. To attain all the bliss of the mantra, the worship of the yantra is highly recommended. Yantra puja prashashyate. It is highly recommended. In the center of the place of the worship is the single point which contains Ha-Sau, Shiva, and Shakti without distinction. Thereafter comes the three-cornered equilateral triangle, then six angles, outside of which is a circle, followed by eight lotus petals. The four doors are outside, and in this way, the wise will draw the most excellent yantra. You can see it on the preceding page. Just according to that description. Om, we meditate upon the king of yantras. Contemplate the greatest yantra. May that yantra give us increase. Om, we meditate upon the highest supreme divinity. Contemplate the highest principle. May that supreme divinity grant us increase. Om, I bow to the giver of liberation. Om, I bow to the ruler of all. Om, I bow to the giver of completeness. Om, I bow to creative consciousness. Om, I bow to the universal radiance. Om, I bow to the ruler of devotion. Om, I bow to the primal energy which sustains existence, to the Taurus which supports creation, to infinity personified as a thousand-hooded snake who stands upon the Taurus holding aloft the worlds. I bow to the earth. I bow to the milk ocean or the ocean of nectar, the infinite expanse of existence from which all manifested. I bow to the island of purity, which is in the ocean. I bow to the palace of gems, which is on the island, the home of the Divine Mother. I bow to the tree of fulfillment, which satisfies all desires growing in the palace courtyard. I bow to the altar containing the gems of wisdom. I bow to the throne of the jewel. I bow to the way of truth and harmony. I bow to wisdom. I bow to detachment or renunciation. I bow to imperishable qualities. Also, we bow to disharmony, to ignorance, to attachment, and to the transient. I bow to the infinite. I bow to the lotus. I bow to the 12 aspects of the realm of the sun. Tapini, tapini, dumra, marichi, jwalini, ruchi, tudumra, bogada, vishwa, bodini, darini, kshama. Containing heat, emanating heat, smoky, ray-producing, burning, lustrous, purple or smoky red, granting enjoyment, universal, which makes known, productive of consciousness, which supports, which forgives. Ooh, we bow to the 16 aspects of the realm of the moon. Amrita, pranada, pusha, pushti, tushti, rati, dritti, shashini, chandrika, kanti, jyotsna, shri, priti, angada, purna, punamrita. Nectar, which sustains life, which supports, satisfying, nourishing, playful, constancy, unfailing, producer of joy, beauty enhanced by love, light, granter of prosperity, affectionate, purifying the body, complete, full of bliss. Ma, we bow to the 10 aspects of the realm of fire. Dumra, Archi, Jwalini, Shukshma, Jwalini, Vishwalingini, Susri, Surupa, Kapila, Havya, Kavya, Vaha. Smoky red, flaming, shining, subtle, burning, sparkling, beautiful, well-formed. Tawny, the messenger to gods and ancestors. Om, we bow to activity, execution, light, knowledge, and being. Om, I bow to desire, inspiration, and becoming. Om, I bow to wisdom, to darkness, which exposes the light, and to rest. Om, I bow to the soul. Om, I bow to the innermost soul. Om, I bow to the universal soul or the consciousness which exceeds manifestation. Om, I bow to the soul of infinite wisdom.